Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amon here. I'm back again. Well, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't be making an audio, but praise the Lord for this day. Thankful for safe travels. We had a really nice travel day today. We left some of the bigger, busier areas with the highways that are like people driving 70, 80, 90 miles an hour and swerving in between each other, and it's good. I'm glad that we get to use those highways and stuff, but what a blessing to be able to take a little bit of a cross-country tour here to get to our preach this weekend. Lord willing, if we get it, we'll see if we get those days. But it was just countryside and nice and relaxing. And now we're at the edge of a super big city here, and the traffic is just horrendous. So it made me even more thankful for that little bit of a time, a refreshing on our way here. And so we'll be heading out tomorrow, but yeah, we're kind of heading back into a lot of busy areas, but that's all good, because that's where the people are and that's where we want to be shining our light. You know, it's good to have a little bit of a break, but we're getting back out there right away. So anyway, I was writing on a post today, and it said that the passage that I put in there, you can go read the post because it's going to be attached to this audio. It said that a lot of what we read in the scripture is given as examples, and in that case, it wasn't. It was what not to do. And so I was kind of writing about that, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do an audio and pick just a couple good examples and a couple bad examples, and just kind of encourage us what not to do and to see some good examples on what we might be able to use for us today as godly, holy women. And so I'm going to do that. There's a whole bunch in the Bible, but I just wanted a quick one here. So let's start out with one good example. I love this one. Luke 2:36-38. This is about Anna. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instance, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. I love that. We see that she gave her whole entire life to him. And then she went and told everybody about Christ. That's a really good example. Let's look at a bad example. I'm going to read Acts 5:1-10. Well, there's actually two bad examples in here. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which hath buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, burying her by her husband. I had to pause it real quick because I wanted to go get this next verse here. Verse 11, I like this. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. So, good examples for us today. Hopefully we have fear when we see things like that, because that was after grace had come. Go read 1 Corinthians 11, what God does to people who take the Lord's Supper in vain also, unworthily. So yeah, we have that today. Those are good examples for us to read about. And I was writing on our post how we sisters want to be a good example. We have the Holy Spirit today to help us overcome all things. So we're pretty much without excuse. It doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, complete, and mature yet, but we're going to be striving to be that, aren't we? Because you never know who's watching and who's coming up behind. So let's see. So we got good and bad there. I have two more examples. Here's another good one. 1 Timothy 5, 9-13. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. Now that's a good example for us to strive to be. So when we get older, if the Lord gives us those days, we want people to look at us, godly women, and put those attributes to us, don't we, right? So you want to start doing that today. I do too. We all do. And here's a bad one. It continues on with verse 11 through 13. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation, because they have cast off their first faith, and withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Now that's a bad example. So in these last days, yes, a lot of godly women may not be able to marry because there might not be any godly men around. So it's not like necessarily a command for you, but you want to be obedient to him and strive. Go look at the examples that we just talked about for a godly older woman widow to be considered a widow. The requirements, and just read and follow the New Testament. It's got everything in there that we need to know to just strive on as godly women that will be an honor and a glory to the Lord and not a reproach. We don't want to be a reproach to him. So I'm just going to end us with this to encourage us. Hebrews 6:11-12. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's a perfect way to end this. Sums it all up, doesn't it? All right, I love you, sisters. Hold fast. Lord willing, there might be an event tonight, possibly, not really sure. There's not a lot of information on it that we might be able to go to, but let's see what happens. And even so, good works are going to be done here in our gospel van, no matter where we're parked or where we're at. How about you, where you're at? Are you going to continue to do good works? I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.